If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the Ray Program. The one talk show in America you got to tune in to, folks. You got to tune in every day because you miss a day, you miss a lot. Sometimes you miss a minute or two, you miss a lot. Thank you, though, for tuning in for this hour. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to chat, emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Okay, today we tackle a lot of different things from whether or not you should be buying bonds. David Armstrong wrote about Dennis Gartman, who writes a newsletter, the Gartman Letter, says, don't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Is that, in fact, the case? That's up on the docket. When our brains sabotage our investment decisions, we've discussed behavioral finance in the past. It's a critical element, and why, in fact, it does make sense for you to have an advisor in the mix. Also, advisors can help you create tax alpha. You know, we've talked many times about different studies that have been done about how much you get to put in your pocket when you are tax smart. And since we're getting toward year end, now is the time to be talking about that. But I start today with some of the instant takeaways from the GOP tax proposal. This may not be the way it ends, but this is the way it's starting to begin. I myself, mixed emotions about the GOP tax plan. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program. All right. We've all heard about the brackets. I have them here somewhere. I've got to find them. But we do know this. We know that the top tax rate of 39.6 is going to stay. So for individuals that make over $1 million, they're still going to pay 39.6% as a rate, which you would think would make the Democrats very happy. Although, nope, Chuck Schumer and company still saying this is a giveaway to the rich. Let me go through the brackets real quick so that you understand how this works. Under the proposed plan, you're in the 12% bracket from $0 to $45,000. You're in the 25% bracket from $45,000 to $200,000. And you're in the 35% bracket, $200,000 to $500,000. And then you've got the 39.6% bracket, which some are claiming they wanted at $500,000. Others are saying at $1 million. I don't know where it's going to. I think it would be a mistake. Personal opinion. If it's not the millionaire tax, if it's the 500,000 air tax. And some of the stuff that I have read and I've taken away from this is really confusing to me. And I'll tell you why. I see this big tax exemption. Okay, you got the brackets down, right? The four brackets. You got the 0% bracket, you got the 12% bracket, and then you've got the 25% bracket, the 35% bracket, and then, of course, for the millionaire tax, 39.6. The 12% replaces the 10%. So there are some individuals that are going to be paying a little bit more, like 2% more on the lower end of the scale. So what I thought I'd do is give you an idea from Business Insider. And again, this is all tentative. Just want to give you a general idea of what these brackets mean in terms of money in your pocket. Because you're probably going to say, not that big of a deal. Let me tell you where the big deal is. The big deal and what's got most of the Democrats upset and why I don't understand. The big deal is on the corporate side. And I'll get to that in a moment. But he goes through several examples in the Business Insider. He looks at James, who makes $30,000 a year as a single taxpayer. He gets a standard deduction, et cetera, et cetera. Under current law, he'll pay $4,132 in federal tax. Under the proposed law, $3,944. So the single individual saves $188. If they make $30,000 per year. It's like 15 bucks a month. Jason, making $52,000, actually ends up in the best shape of anybody percentage-wise. At $52,000 and single with two kids, first guy had no kids, single earner, obviously. Under the current law, $5,458 in tax. Under the proposed law, $4,568 in federal tax, saving almost $900. That's a 16% tax savings. But he's a single taxpayer with two kids. Those individuals should get a benefit, I think. What do you think? And then there's the married couple making $85,000 per year, squarely in the middle class, no doubt. With one earner and two kids, putting $5,500 or so into a tax-deferred retirement account. I got to make some assumptions here, right? Under the current law, they pay $10,006 in taxes. Under the proposed law, $9,500, almost $1,100 more in their pocket. And that's the number that you've heard thrown around, that the average family is going to put about $1,000 in their pocket. That $4,000 number, that's a totally different number. That comes from the business tax, and that's over like a four-year period. So X that one out of your mind for right now. I'll tell you more about the business side of this in a moment because that's the one that has me most excited for you, especially those in the middle class. But that's a 10% savings on taxes. But it's not tens of thousands of dollars for, you know, normal people. Let's see, we've got a married couple, two earners, two kids, making $165,000, more like upper middle class now, putting $20,000 away into a retirement account, a pre-tax retirement account. Under the current law, they pay $27,815 in taxes. Under the proposed law, $26,443. A savings of $1,373, 5% savings for that individual. Then you've got a married couple, two earners, two kids, making $325,000. Now we're getting up there toward the one percenters. If they're putting $37,000 into a retirement account, their taxes go from $76,853 to $70,443, an 8% savings. But the dollars and cents part, and I guess this is the part that has a lot of the Democrats really upset. They're going to get a tax savings of $6,410. My point is, why shouldn't they? They're taxpayers too. It's 8%. It's 8%. Now, if you got the super wealthy, someone making $2 million, well, instead of paying $764,000 in taxes, they pay $729,000. 5% tax savings, or $35,000. At $800,000, the tax bill would be $349,000 compared to $290,000. I take it back. That individual has a 17% tax savings, assuming they put $18,500 into a retirement account and had two kids. And the one that seems to get stiffed the most is the retired couple making $48,000 per year with no dependents. They're paying $22.85. They're going to $22.66. They save $19 or 1%. So somebody's going to be able to complain about this tax bill. Doesn't matter who you are. Someone somewhere will be able to complain that they ain't getting enough. And you're going to hear more about state taxes and all that stuff when we come back. So stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. We're talking taxes here. I didn't get a chance to finish it up last segment, so I'm going to try to do my best to kind of get through the basics here. Obviously, there's this standard deduction of $24,000 for families, $12,000 for individuals. So an average family of four earning about $59,000 would get a tax cut of about $1,100, so they say. The personal exemption would be replaced with a $300 credit for adults and a larger tax credit of $1,600 per child instead of the current $1,000. So as I said before, this is where it gets a little bit complicated because in one instance, you get, say, a $12,000 standard deduction and a $4,000 personal exemption. So that's $16,000. If you have two kids, it's $20,000. Then you get a $24,000 exemption against that. You're only saving the tax on $4,000. But then they throw in a little bit more in credits, and it tends to give you a little bit of a tax break. It's not going to be ginormous, really, for anyone. But it is, I mean, it's still money. It's still money. Private activity bonds will be eliminated, though the tax exemption for other municipal bonds would remain, at least under the House Republican plan. The plan is supposed to repeal the alternative minimum tax. This is a good thing on one hand. On the other hand, they're also talking about dumping the state income tax deduction, or at least limiting it to a certain amount of money. We're going to have to see how that all ferrets out. But if you don't get to deduct your state income taxes, then the elimination of the alternative minimum tax isn't really that big of a deal, because for most of us, it's our dependents, like how many kids we have, and our state tax deduction that causes us to be in the alternative minimum tax. So if you've got big state income tax write-offs and big deductions for dependents and so forth, you have four, five, six kids, they calculate your taxes two ways. They do the regular way and they do the alternative way. In the alternative way, they do the regular way and they add back in the preference items, such as, you know, the exemption for the kids and state taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And then you pay a flat tax. People say, well, I want a flat tax. You got one. It's called the AMT. So elimination of that will definitely simplify the returns, but it's probably not going to net-net put very much more money in the average person's pocket. The estate tax, which affects very, very few individuals, and this is one of those giveaways to the rich, if you will, the very wealthy, the estate tax exemption is going to double, and then over 6 years, they phase the whole thing out. And this is one of the things that the Democrats have what I consider to be somewhat of a legitimate complaint, even though I would love to see the repeal of all taxes. But this one's more complicated, too, because right now we all get a step up in tax basis upon death. So there's no capital gains tax on those assets that we leave to our heirs, like the family farm, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a federal estate tax. Capital gains rates in the 20s, federal estate taxes in the 40s. So there is a bit of an advantage. The question arises is this, and I haven't seen the answer yet. What are you going to do with step up in basis? Are you going to eliminate the federal estate tax and still give an exemption for $11 million going to $22 million for married couples, families, so that their heirs could sell their appreciated assets and pay no federal estate tax and no capital gains tax? If that's the case, that's a darn good deal. But if all you're doing is replacing the federal estate tax with no step up in basis and a capital gains tax, then the rich aren't getting such a magnificent benefit, because most of the family farms and businesses and so forth, upon sale, there would still be a pretty significant tax. So anyway, that's got to get ferreted out. The one good thing, and as I said, property taxes would be capped at $10,000. The state income tax would go away. I got news for you on the property tax thing. They're also talking about the mortgage interest deduction on $500,000 loans going away, which is $1 million right now. I think they're in for a humongous fight on the state income tax thing from California and New York in particular. Powerful senators there. I think they're in for a big, huge fight there. And on the property taxes and the mortgage interest deductions, National Association of Realtors, a very, very strong lobby. And many of them are making claims that you're going to get an instant reduction in the value of your property, therefore a negative wealth effect. This is all going to be debated, and it's going to be debated in the coming weeks. So I would pay very close attention. I will, and I'll try to keep you up to speed on it. But the real incentive here, and what I think makes this whole thing fly for everybody, is the fact that we have this proposal to cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. That is enormous. That's enormous, folks. And there's also going to be a repatriation tax holiday, if you will. That too is enormous. Now, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a CPA, and probably a financial planner, you're not going to get the pass-through rate of 25%. Remember, we've talked about how subchapter S corporations can pass through without having to pay FICA tax and so forth, but they still pay at the ordinary income rates, profits, passing through profits beyond their salary. They save FICA, Medicare, but they don't save ordinary income tax. Under the new plan, that tax rate would be 25%. And the 25% rate instead of the 35% rate is an enormous benefit to business owners, except personal service corps. The default on that, however, is it's only for those funds that aren't committed to labor, which is really no different than how S corporations work right now, except that the rate is ordinary income rates. You can't pass through a dividend for work that you would have to be paid for if you were doing the work. If you're a passive owner, then, or have profits. And the default, and this is key, default is 70-30. 70% is allocated to labor, only 30% subject to the lower rate. In either event, that's where the big savings is going to come for the middle class, because that's going to incentivize businesses to give you a raise and reinvest back in their business. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise Liberty HealthShare.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Sam Kinison. I don't know if you ever saw the piece he did on Wild Thing. It was hysterical. Rest his soul. Pretty filthy, though. My wife would never let me listen to his stuff because it was pretty dirty. But it was all in fun, I guess. Somewhat sacrilegious, too. Anyway, welcome back, folks. I've been trying to get to this for, I don't know, about a week. This whole concept of tax alpha. And I've got one email I know already in the bin here. Discussing taxes and so forth. But, you know, when we talk about making money, there's a lot of ways, I'm talking about from your investments, a lot of ways to do that. You can invest and hopefully your fund goes up, but there's, you have no control over that. So I've always said, focus on that which you do have control over, and to a certain extent, you have control over how much in taxes you pay, not to a large extent, mind you, but certainly if you understand the tax rules, and that's why we go through this on the air, you can add some additional rate of return without having to be Warren Buffett. So how do we go about generating tax alpha? And your advisor should be working with you on an ongoing basis on this, because stuff happens. You have gains during the course of the year. You have losses during the course of a year. There's bonuses paid. There's marriages. There's kids that are born. All of these are discussion points for you and your advisor. Let's start with some of the traditional methods for creating extra returns. That's alpha. By using your tax noggin. First, it's in the product area, product selection. When we talk about bonds, all right? There are a lot of different bonds that you can buy. There are tax-free municipal bonds. That may sound really good, but you have to have some basis for making that decision. Would a taxable bond in the same quality produce a better or worse net after-tax rate of return? But there are some advantages to buying, say, premium bonds and or getting a return of your capital, which I don't have time to get into, but your advisor can help you with this stuff. But the product selection can be absolutely critically important. The other thing is location. We've talked about asset allocation a lot. We've also discussed the asset location. Remember, dividends, and I think this is what they, where the email was going, dividends are taxed at lower rates than ordinary income. So anytime you can take a dividend, say in the 15%, hopefully soon to be 12% bracket, you'll pay a 0% capital gains rate. That's huge. That is huge. So if you can have your dividend-paying stocks in your perhaps taxable account and your taxable bonds inside your retirement account, that may give you a better ultimate tax effect or a tax result. Because remember, if you get a dividend inside your IRA or your 401k, that dividend is going to be taxed at ordinary income rates when it comes out. Whether it comes out to you or comes out to your heirs. If you have a dividend-paying stock in your personal bracket, in 100% of the cases, you pay a lower tax rate. But if it's in the 15% bracket, or you die and leave that appreciated stock to an heir, the tax rate's zero. Location of assets are very, very important. Remember, on gains, you don't realize it until there's a sale. So if you're looking for a cheat sheet, see if I can go through a couple off the top of my head. All right, first off, if you're buying index funds, they're better in your taxable account. If you have high turnover mutual funds, they're better inside your retirement account. Remember, short-term gains are taxed at ordinary income. low turnover stock funds or individual stocks, perhaps better in your taxable account. Anything with high turnover, better inside the IRA or 401k. There are tax-managed funds. Now, REITs, real estate investment trusts that are stocks, those pay 1099s. You're probably better off having those in your taxable account. In your tax-deferred account. Direct-owned real estate, like if you bought a house or whatever, because of depreciation, or if you're in a partnership, you get a K-1, not a 1099, that may be better in your taxable account. And so it goes on and on. The Roth IRA. Remember, I've always talked about having pre-tax money, post-tax money, tax-deferred money, and tax-free money. Pre-tax money goes into retirement accounts like 401ks. Post-tax money goes into your brokerage account, like, you know, Charles Schwab. Tax-deferred money goes to an insurance company, either in the form of a life insurance policy or an annuity. And the life insurance policy could actually become tax-free money, like a Roth IRA. When you have all of the above, that's the best of all worlds. Because now you can blend your assets together, especially in retirement, for retirement distributions to hold your taxes down. And again, according to studies that I've read, about 2% per year, that's what you can gain by having a good tax-efficient plan. Don't quote me on that. That's from memory. But it's somewhere between 1.5% and 2%. So tax diversification, very, very important. It also protects you from political risk. I mean, we have a new president now for about the last year or so, and he wants to wholesale change tax policy, right? There's a lot of changes. Democrat comes in 4 years, 3 years from now, 8 years, 7 years from now, and they want to go to a different tax thing. Whole thing changes again. There's going to be an advantage to tax-free versus pre-tax versus post-tax versus Roth, et cetera, et cetera. Go to a flat tax or a VAT tax, and all of a sudden, a lot of these 401k deductions, they become somewhat meaningless unless they're allowed to stay in. So it protects you from future politics. Now, I talked about withdrawal strategies. I discuss this all the time. It's really, really important that you have a strategy in place for withdrawals A, and which account, from which account you make those withdrawals. As I said a moment ago, many times it's good to withdraw from all four of those accounts at the same time. Or if you have a tax-deferred annuity, it may make sense for you to postpone taking retirement funds at 59 and a half or even 69 and a half, postpone it and take the money out of the annuity, because annuities have a different tax formula than a life insurance policy. One's FIFO, the other's LIFO. One's first in, first out. That's the insurance policy. That means you get your principal out first. If I have a life insurance policy, it's like a Roth. I can take my premiums out tax-free, and I can borrow my earnings tax-free. It's why Wade Fowle, the doctor of finance, wrote about actuarial science being one of the keys that you can use in retirement withdrawal planning. He is the godfather of retirement withdrawal planning. He just wrote a new book. I haven't gotten it yet. After I read it, I'll tell you about it. Here's a great strategy. Multiple Roth conversions with a put to recharacterize. I know this is getting a little complicated, but if you've got an emerging markets fund and you've got a small cap fund and you've got a large cap fund, then instead of doing a Roth conversion of all of the above, do three different ones. Or it could be different types of stock, right? One could be a REIT stock. Another could be Apple. It doesn't matter. Technology stock. You want to convert them, but you don't want to do them all at the same time. You want to have multiple conversions, because if one goes down in value, you want to recharacterize. If you do your conversions early, say in January, you have 22 months during which you can recharacterize. So you get to look and evaluate the performance of that stock or mutual fund for 22 months. If it goes into the tank, you put it back. If it goes up, you keep it converted, and all of that gain has now been converted to tax-free gain. You kind of see where an advisor can be of help. Finally, don't neglect health savings accounts. They are the very best tax shelter that you can find, period. We'll be back.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
4607.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
On. Of course, this past week we had the Breeders' Cup here at Del Mar, and I've broadcasted several times. Opening day Del Mar, you see all of the ladies with these phenomenal hats on, and it's my pleasure today to talk a little bit about hats. Orlando Palacios joins us because I want to learn about this company that he set up and how he made a hat for not only Keith Richards, but also Beyonce. Orlando, how you doing today?
Hey, how are you, Ray?
I'm doing well. I see you're sporting a nice hat. I look horrible in a hat. You think you could put a hat on this ugly head?
Ray, no one looks horrible in a hat. You just gotta find the right hat.
Well, yours looks really, really cool. I wish all the people on radio could see Orlando. Talk about Keith Richards. I mean, I'm a huge Stones fan. How did you meet him?
I came in for a hat. He's a big hat wearer. And he's such an interesting cat. He sat in the corner. We have this beautiful showroom, and our ATDA is all in the same area. And he decided to sit in the corner and just start feeling and touching the hats and then just shaping his own hat. Must have sat around for a good 45 minutes or so,
How cool. Of course, I'm a big Stones fan. I've seen those guys play several times. I would be, like, drooling sitting there with Keith. I'd want to go back and grab my Telecaster and have him show me a couple of chords or something. That was what about Beyonce? I'm not a huge Beyonce fan. I don't really follow that kind of music all that much, but she obviously has got way more money than me. She can afford any hat she wants, eh?
Well, you know, with them, it's mostly you deal with the stylist at that point. You know, she doesn't come in, just their stylist. She'll want a color and then we'll send it over.
It's fascinating. How did you get started in this business? I'm curious.
Well, it was about 25 years ago, I met a woman who looked great in hats, and I wanted to adorn her. And this is in California, in Southern California, early 90s. And found out through, like, research that nobody was making hat blocks, which are the forms used for hat making. There's one guy in New York that was making them, so I saw an opportunity. And I started making blocks, and then from there I came across hat making through traveling through other factories in the world and how they were making them. And, you know, smart, you know,
fascinating stuff. Hatshop.com. You ought to check this out, folks. Hatshop.com. I'm going to check it out because I think I look horrible in a hat, but Orlando says nope. He can even make me look good. That's a huge challenge, Orlando. Hatshop.com. Thank you so much for checking in with us. I'm going to go online right after the program. If you're watching on television right now, you see some really foxy babes with some really cute hats. I can't wait. Go ahead. I'm sorry we have to run, but go ahead.
Sure. Try about 2 1/4 inch brim. That's your size.
Okay. I love that. People have said I have a big head, but it's actually a pretty tiny one. I used to wear like a under seven was my helmet when I played football. They thought I had a pinhead. I've been called that before. Anyway, thank you, Orlando. Hatshop.com. All right, hit it, guys. I got some emails in during the course of the show. Well, one came in earlier when I was talking about capital gains. So we'll start with him. It's Charles. Should I sell some of my gains before year end? My wife and I will earn around 80K. I have over 50,000 in capital gain. Yeah, Charles, it's exactly what I was talking about before. The fact is, if you make around $80,000, by the time you take all your write-offs and so forth, I mean, I don't know what your write-offs are, but more than likely you're in the 15% income tax bracket for some of that gain. And so you should harvest some gains. I know we talk about tax loss harvesting all the time, where you can take your losses up to $3,000 against your ordinary income. Anything beyond that, you can carry forward and take them later on. You can always use losses, by the way, to offset your gain. So, Charles, if you have any losses, you sell those first. You sell your gains. They offset each other. You can take up to $3,000 in ordinary income as a capital gain. And now, from that point forward, you have a situation where if you're in the 15% income tax bracket, whatever hits in that 15% bracket, you pay a 0% tax on. Then you quickly catapult into the 15% capital gains rate, and it could go as high as like 23.8, but don't hold your breath on all that stuff. It's likely to change next year. Who knows? Next, we have Alfredo. I heard you discussing bonds earlier. Oh, this is the one that just came in. I heard you discussing bonds earlier. Should I get out and buy an index annuity? I don't know. Why do you own bonds in the first place? Are you owning bonds for income? Are you owning bonds for safety? Are you worried that interest rates are going to go up? Listen, I'm not going to tell anybody to sell out of bonds totally. Even though Dr. Fowl, that I talked about a few minutes ago, basically wrote a piece a while back why bonds don't belong in a retirement portfolio. But I don't know if this is a retirement portfolio. But I will say this. Anyone that has an interest in buying government bonds, the super safe ones, of any maturity length of significance, the 10 years, like less than 2.5%, that's significant. You're not getting paid. If inflation is running at 2.5% and you have to pay tax on 2.5%, you net down to 1.75% after taxes, inflation's 2.5%, you're losing money. So you could potentially go into a fixed index annuity, get paid interest, not on how the bond market does, but how the stock market does. 3/4 of the time stocks go up. 3/4 of the time you'll make a positive return. Will it be a high positive return? No. Will it be a zero? It could be, but it could never go negative. It could never, ever go negative. So in that regard, fixed index annuities are priced to produce returns similar to bonds without the downside, but a much bigger potential upside. But keep your other bonds, you know, your junk bonds and your preferred stocks and so forth. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for the emails. Go on, make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at
BizTalk Radio.